listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Harvesting and storing peppers. This year seemed to be a really good pepper year for most gardeners, so now we're left with the delightful dilemma of figuring out what to do with the abundant harvest. Luckily, there's an easy solution for storing peppers all winter long: cold storage. But first, pick peppers when they're evenly colored and firm. Avoid fruits that have started to shrivel or that have sun scald. Those won't store very well. And then snip with pruning shears rather than pulling them off the plant, and leave a bit of stem. It makes it easier to handle later on. Then wash and dry your peppers very well. Place the clean pepper into an airtight freezer bag, squeeze all the air out of it, and then put that in another freezer bag for extra insulation. Peppers will keep for a really long time. We've actually used them after a year, even, maybe even more, and they're still good. And peppers can be used frozen in soups, stews, and other cooked dishes. They chop really easily, even when frozen. So that's the thing that makes it so great. So, for a video version of this tip of the week, go to the Garden Nerd YouTube channel and check it out. We've got a link for that on our website this week only. And while you're there, check out the upcoming events. I will be doing a garden lecture and book signing at the 24th Street Garden Classroom. That's Garden School Foundation, and they are hosting the annual Gathering of Community Gardens, which is going to be fun, so come on out. And also, I will be doing a garden chat on small space and container gardening at the LA Green Festival this Sunday, October 20th, followed by a book signing for Gardening for Geeks. Hope to see you there, and happy gardening. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.